Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when people give you shit, and the only relief is to pop up the music. Yeah. MSFP crew, and we got the other half of the MSFP crew here today. Skip us. Say hello to everyone. Go Skip us. Come in, Skip us. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. So, when we were doing Pump Up the Music, it seemed like everything flowed so perfectly together. But what some of the listeners might not know, I wrote my part for that song about a former employee that and business partner that we used to work with that started talking shit. That was sort of my beef track to him. And you had these lyrics that just sort of seemed to go along with it. Do you remember what was going through your mind when you wrote those lyrics for that particular song?
No, I don't really remember. No.
All right. Well, moving on. We did another song together, which I'm about to play, the Orgy. And I know we talked last time you were on the station about how you're doing two albums at one time. And one of the things I was wondering, I think it'd be good to, if you're down for it, to do another version, like an acoustic version. Would you be interested in maybe doing an acoustic version of The Orgy at some point in time?
That'd be fun.
All right. Now, okay, hold on. We got a caller from the 732 coming caller. Come in.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Just calling in to support Skipper.
Nice. All right, and all these songs that you're hearing tonight are going to be featured on the compilation, Idol Compilation Volume 1, along with so many other great artists. Now, without further ado, here is The Orgy.
Sagittarius on the back of six sides and the whole rest. I won't ever stop till your body gets dumb, till your voice
right then and there. They'll never want to leave you alone. But any mind, you be a one and only.
Jason Artola for Big Stats Owl Hour. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, you have a question for Skippa.
Hey, what's up, Skip? What's the next thing you're going to work on? Who's for instance, who's also your inspiration to begin with? Who's your inspiration, Skip? She's on the line.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Skip? So let's just get started. Who's your inspiration?
I guess from watching a lot of porn.
Watching a lot of porn. Okay, besides porn, who's your favorite artist? Who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Yeah, just kind of who inspires you musically.
Artist?
Yeah, well, musically, anybody,
I
any
like
genre, doesn't matter.
Tiny, Bow Wow, mostly Ludacris, though.
Nice, nice. So if there's anybody that you would like to work with, who would it be that's established in the game right now?
You mean hip-hop or pop or R&B?
It doesn't really matter, just anybody.
I would like to do something with Gwen Stefani.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And you write your own music, is that correct?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. And when's the next time we should expect a live performance from you again?
I have no idea. I guess it all depends on when I get. It all depends on when someone invites me to do a show or something, I guess.
That's up to Matt.
Hold
right
on,
there,
we got
right?
another. We got a caller. We have a caller from the 731. Come in, caller.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
Come on, introduce
Tennessee.
What's up, 731? What's your name and where you from?
This E. Ski from Tennessee.
Tennessee, buddy. What's up? What you got to say, buddy?
Man, I don't know. You know, I really just clogged in, man, just checking, man. And I see y'all was really on some Q&A's. So I was really just going to ask a question, but really you just asked the question I was trying to ask as far as collabo and, you know, and so on and so forth.
Well, I hear that, buddy. Do you do music yourself, buddy, or what?
Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm an artist myself. I'm in the hip-hop era right now.
I'm an artist as well as working the other end as well, so... We're always down for collabs, so just send us an email and we'll get something popping.
Yeah, that's definitely as far as.
Yeah, man, we'd love to have you on board, maybe on a future showcase, but.
Yeah, I got a little something going down toward Texas here. Really, pretty much real here soon, man. Really, honestly, the 17th. I'm on the little showcase that the Swisher House now got going on.
So give us some information on where can people copy music.
Hold
so
on,
where
say
can
that
people
one more
copy
time?
Music, bud?
Oh man, right now, man, I'm mainstream as far as just, well, not mainstream as far as just underground. You can go to Dat Piff and check me out. You know, as far as it's Facebook, you can find my music on Facebook too. Reverb Nation, East Get Going Ham. Yeah, that's both faith. Then I just released a mixtape June 29th. Consequence to the Game. You can find that on Dat Piff too.
Oh shit, where can we find that mixtape, man? We just go to that the address you gave us, or what? To find more information.
Yeah. Go to Dat Piff, you know, datpiff.com, Eski, that's E-S-K-I-E, Consequences to the Game. It's a follow-up to the first Consequence that I just did. But it's real major, man. If you're down in the Texas area, man, August the 17th, man, y'all come check me out in Houston, man, over there at Club Latina, man, Club Zone, Zona Latina.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
You in the Austin area around September
12th, I think. Houston, we're gonna be possibly later this year. I think we're making a stop out in Dallas, so that'll be something good.
Yeah, I got some stuff going with Lil Flip too. We're still with Switch House. I think that's the
birthday
band. Well, yeah, I got a me personally, not with Lil Flip, but I'm on the Lil B-Day Bash tour that DJ Resin Red out of Twitcher House put together. You know, I jumped on that tour with him on the Lil B-Day Bash tour. So September the 12th, I think it's Houston. It's either Houston or Austin. No, we just networking, man. I'm like I said last time, man. You know, I'm open to network with anybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm universal with this music, man.
I hear that, man. So, give us an insight on more of your music. What you're all about, man? Like, tell the people so they can get to know you more. Like,
man,
what
you know,
music, what you sound like,
mainly, it's like me personally, man. I tend to speak more from the heart with my music. You know, it's more on a experience type level. I just inclined so raspy. You know, I'm universal. You know, I'm real universal with my music, man.
Yeah, we're actually putting together
what label are you chirking with right now, man?
Say that one more time.
Are you just on your own? What label are you chirking with right now? Are you on your own, just kind of doing your own thing right now?
Right now, I'm just real underground. I'm independent artist, man. I got something going right now. I'm OMO. OMONT, man. That's On My Own Entertainment. You know, something I just started myself, man. You know, and it's moving. It's something going. Hopefully, you know, if I get with the right people, man. You know, I got some real good people that's a little production artists and promoting artists or promoting company that I'm working with. God Squad Promotions and Dream Squad.
Speaking of a
good
the right people, putting together a compilation.
Evan, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna kill me. They're gonna kill me.
Yeah, the compilation album. We'd love for you to get on it. I believe I sent you an email about.
Is this DJ Big Stacks?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, I was just talking with my dude Evan about you, man. Man, I'm really looking forward to trying to get on something with y'all, man. All
right. All right, man. This is Jason Artola for Jason on Location signing off for right now. I'll call back in just a few minutes. Hopefully, you guys enjoy Big Stats Out Hours with Jason Artola signing off.
All right.
So, Skipper, tell us about this song we're about to play, Eat Me Out.
I made
or
that
does
mostly.
The man pretty much describe it all.
Go on. Yeah. I made that song mostly for like lesbian and bisexual girls.
Which reminds me, tomorrow we're having
openly gay R&B singer Daryl Russ, and I was wondering if maybe you could join us and maybe we could do a segment Friday nights. We usually go out and party, and right before we go out and party, I'm thinking of making a new segment here on Big Stats Idol Hour, if you're down for it. Skipalicious Fridays, where you become the, every Friday, where you join us as the special guest host, along with me and Jason. Would you be down for that?
Sure.
All right, without further ado, this is Eat Me Out, the solo single by Skippa. You've come an interesting pathway since your last single, describe, which is still on iTunes. Make sure to go and get that say my name, Skippa, which is on iTunes. Say My Name by Skippa. Go and get that on iTunes. Besides for porn, is there anything else that has inspired this change and this almost like new sound of yours from what we heard prior to that on Story to Tell compilation?
Could you repeat that, please?
This seems like an interesting change in sound that you've got going on for yourself with this new music that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the type of music we had from you for the Story to Tell compilation a few years back. And your single Say My Name. That's available on iTunes. Besides your porn, what was your inspiration to switch up your sound and style to do music like this?
I guess by going to gay clubs a lot, I listened to what they play in the club, and I sort of mimicked some of what I hear at the clubs.
All right. So I'm going to let you pick the closing song of the show that we're going to fade out on today. Are we going to fade out on an encore performance of Eat Me Out, an encore performance of Pump Up the Music, or an encore performance of The Orgy? It's completely your choice.
I like Eat Me Out.
So we're going to hear a double feature of Eat Me Out again?
Yeah.
All right. Today's
Do I have
show,
to stay on the line, though?
On Eat Me Out.
Do I have to stay on the line?
Yeah, I got some.
I'll loosen up when I stretch your cooch. When I hit you with that boom, 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 boom.